truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. In January 2013, somewhere near the end of the month, I read an article by Associated Press staff writer Scott Goldstein. The article focused on a Dallas County district attorney who intended to advocate for a state law that would allow for the imprisoned to appeal their convictions on the ground that race was a factor in their conviction. Greg Watkins, the DA in question, is an African American. His great-grandfather was wrongly convicted and executed. He therefore seems to be in a position to truly understand and admit what most white district attorneys refuse to acknowledge. Watkins isn't the only person in a position of power to admit the truth about race. But he is one of the few who have stood up and spoken out about racism in the criminal justice system. Watkins recently stated, throughout history, race has unfortunately played a part, an ugly part, in our criminal justice system. Despite all that has been said and written about the new colorblind society in the age of the first African-American president, the truth of the matter is far different. No statement to the contrary by those whose interest is to ignore that reality and change that ongoing and historical truth that racism does exist in the criminal justice system in the United States of America. Studies about racism in this country, whatever the person, group, or organization that authored them, inevitably come to the same conclusion. In the 21st century, racism has a major role in discrimination. It creates segregation in housing, jobs, schools, and healthcare. It extends to police violence, police brutality, and into the criminal justice system, as well into capital punishment. It is basically part of everyday life in America. Yet despite these truths, the process supporting these racist practices happen each and every day. What does this say about people in a society who knows about this pervasive racism and either do nothing about it or act like this is happening? What does it say about a society that refuses to acknowledge the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? A struggle from death row, San Quentin Prison in California. This is Kevin Cooper.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.